Hello, party people and pumpkin spice latte enthusiasts, and welcome to another episode of Cast Party presented by Shays Performing Arts Center. My name is Rita Siriani, and with me are my dear friends, Juliana Tracy.
Hello.
And in this corner, Kenny Lazewski.
Hello, everyone. Hello,
pumpkins. How are you guys doing?
Rita's Starbucks coffee has a little pumpkin written on it, and I can't get it out of my head.
They drew a nice little pumpkin next to it, too, which is super nice.
It feels very fall this week, so...
It is. It's a really nice fall episode. We welcome you to episode 12, which is a funny episode because we went to record episode 11 and we kind of ended up with two different episode 11s. So we welcome you to episode 12, which you could also maybe refer to as 11A.
11 and a half, like Lion King?
Yeah.
One and a half.
Yeah, 11 and three quarters.
No, it's a half. It's definitely Lion King and a half. It's not three quarters.
Yes, you're correct. Can you name the Shakespeare play that Lion King and a Half is off?
Wait, that one's after Shakespeare.
Well, actually, it's a Tom Stoppard play.
See, you just set me up for failure there.
Okay,
embarrass me.
No, Ken, this is actually a good one. So, yes. Lion King, the first one, what Shakespeare play is it?
Oh, God. It's the one...
Prince of Denmark?
Yeah, that one.
Hamlet.
Yep, Hamlet. Lion King 2, Ken, what is it? This should be
Hamilton.
Easy.
No. I like where your head went. Right. You used your context clues.
Chicago?
It's in fact Romeo and Juliet.
Yes! Of course.
So
who would have thought?
Lion King 1.5 is Tom Stoppard's Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead. Which is like a spinoff of Hamlet.
So I can't wait to read it.
Yeah.
Watch it. See it. Is it going to be here for curtain up?
No. But we can we can send you a script or the movie.
Please don't.
Me too. Gary Oldman's
in it.
I can
read on the plane tomorrow.
Oh, that's
great,
true.
Yes.
Yeah, so we are in episode 11 and a half, and we're about to send Ken off to Disney.
Bye-bye.
But we are ready for, we're almost ready for the school year. I think we all will take have a few more bonfires and a few more summer reading books to get done, and then we'll be ready for the school year. But in the meantime... We tried to do a few episodes and nothing felt right. And then one of our dear friend Shelby Converse, who is our editor, asked us a question and said, why don't you answer that on air? And I thought, oh, that's an interesting idea. And then I went around to some of our other colleagues and I said, do you have any questions for us to answer on air?
I'm here.
And they said yes.
You asked my wife?
Yeah, your wife does not.
A few questions.
Your wife has a lot of questions, but
about
not for
me.
This podcast.
Not for this podcast.
Dear God, why am I here?
Oh, yeah. Why did
he mention me?
Yeah,
how did I get to be here? Anyone knows Merrily We Roll Along. How did we get to be here? What is the moment?
The dog days of summers are over.
Yes.
They ended like 2 days ago, I think.
Yes.
But now we're in this weird limbo space, like you said.
Yeah.
I was driving behind a school bus this morning. I didn't realize children were going to school in August.
Yeah. Florida went back to school.
Oh, my God. We just wrapped up summer camps. I mean, we have one going on right now, which is the Science of Theater Camp, which is phenomenal.
Terrific partnership with the Buffalo Museum of Science, where they learn about all the technical jobs of theater.
Yeah.
People, electric. Teching, all that fun stuff.
I was watching campers with helmets on today, learning from our good friend Lucy and Ricky at the board. Very cool stuff.
Are they here? Right?
Yeah, they're here.
We said
here
in the Dream Girls meeting we had yesterday that the kids were going to be here, like painting and stuff and doing actual
they're
things.
They're here doing the thing.
At 7:10, right?
They're, no, in Chase Buffalo. Buffalo. Yeah.
Excuse me, at Chase Buffalo.
Yeah. For those who don't know, we have amazing camps here at Shays Buffalo, and I think we had a total of four or five. We had our musical theater, we had Actors Edge, we had Comedy on Cue, and now, four. And now we're on to the Art of Science. So congrats, Team Education. Congrats to campers. I hope you're all feeling ready for the school year, and whatever school productions you may have, you're definitely well-equipped if you spent the summer with us. Anyway, kind of segueing us back, I wanted to ask the questions of our colleagues. Do you guys feel ready?
I think so.
I'm scared.
Yeah, you should, because I actually got one directly for you, Ken. And
is it from, or is it anonymous?
Do you want to guess after I ask?
Yeah, actually, that's
yeah.
fun. Yeah,
okay.
Right, let's do that.
So, Ken, word on the street is you got engaged here at Shays Buffalo. Is that true?
It's partially true, yeah. So... Wow. I was not even, like, expecting this. So we actually got engaged, my wife and I. I proposed outside of where we first met, which was a little further down the street. down Maine. So my wife and I were going on our first date to Buffalo proper, which is now closed, and she was trying to find a parallel park spot.
Oh, you mentioned this with Mary.
So, yeah. So she drove. I came out of my apartment, and there was a spot right in front of my apartment, right kind of across from the mural by 710. So it was further down that way. And I just was standing in the spot, and I called her. And she hates talking to people on the phone. And this is before I even met her in person, so I called her. Mm-hmm. Which people think is weird to begin with, that you call somebody before.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
It's like when your DoorDash driver calls you.
Oh, I can't stand it. Oh, God. So I'm like, Brie, I'm standing in the spot. Like, I got a perfect spot. Like, we can walk to Buffalo proper from here. So I'm standing in the spot on the phone, and I just see her turn to her right and just drive by. Because she panicked. She's like, I didn't want to parallel park in front of you. I panicked. I'm like, oh, good, because I figured you just, like, thought it was ugly or something and didn't want to come down.
Like, she was driving by, and she went, no.
Yeah, she was like, hell no. And so she drove by, went, did a square around. So I kind of recreated that. So I got in the car. I was like, oh, you know, I missed the turn, whatever. So I did a square around, parked in the same spot, got out of the car, and then proposed to, like, where I was standing.
Oh, my God.
On the sidewalk, in the parallel park. Right next to the spot. I was like, this is the first time we met. And then Pam, who works here, backstage Pam,
yeah,
was, like, creepily, no, I shouldn't say that, like, watching us in 710. Because there was, like, a drag show or something going on. So then all these people started cheering at the drag show. And then Pam pretended she didn't know what was going on, so she popped out of 710 and was like, oh, my God, Brie, what just happened? And then everybody was at Hearth and Press across the street from Shay's, and Pam had helped program the marquee, too. So in the middle of dinner, they're like, turn around, and it said, like, congratulations, Kenny and Brie.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so our families were at Hearth and Press, and then we got our picture. Yeah, I would pull up the picture.
That's a whole Main Street affair you just brought up.
It was a whole thing, and it all happened within, like, 2 days, because once I bought the ring, it was, like, burning a hole in my pocket. So you have to, like, get rid of it. I couldn't have it anymore. But that is the story. So it's kind of, yes, it's kind of true. But thanks to Backstage Pam for helping. And this is before I worked here or anything, obviously.
Right.
So what would have happened if someone parked in that spot? Like, just out of curiosity.
I would have put the ring back up. I don't know. I would have towed the car. We would have called the city. Byron was the mayor at the time. Byron, I need you to tow this car.
What is their offense? They're ruining my game.
Think about that. But I literally drive by that spot where I propose almost every day.
Aww.
But Buffalo proper is closed, which is sad. I like it there. I used to really like it there. But Brie thought for our new house, getting like a sketch of like where we had our first date. Like,
this is a Buffalo proper.
Yeah.
Nice.
But, and Brie wanted it low key. She like Disney, like if I had done it in Disney or something, that she would have like pre-divorced me.
Whoa. So,
or like actually denied me.
Yeah.
She would have said no. Which I don't blame her. That's
boundaries.
Absurd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was it.
Wow. Did you guys get your engagement photos at Shay's?
No. Our engagement photos were all around the city. My wife's a photographer, so she really was like...
Oh, she like orchestrated
it.
Yeah,
she did the whole thing. Actually, if you want to see like one of the social media images for this episode can be us in front of the marquee.
Yeah.
We have the pictures, aww, yeah. But Backstage Pam, thank you so much. Shout out. She programmed the marquee. I think, at least you told me she did. Maybe it was you. I don't know.
It wasn't me. I didn't program the marquee.
I don't know. But thank you, whoever asked that question. Who asked that question?
It was Robert.
Oh, there it is.
Aww.
Wait, look at you two.
Oh, my goodness. That's so sweet.
That's a really cute picture. Yeah. And it is in front of the Shay's Blade.
And it was February 2nd, 2020. And the next week, guess what happened?
The world shut down.
And we had just moved in with each other.
Wow.
Because I said, I interrupt your Super Bowl Sunday for this important announcement. That was all I said.
That's really good.
That's good.
Yeah,
it works. Wow.
It's real. Congratulations. Yep.
Wow, that looks great on our marquee, though. I'm not going
to
lie.
Yeah, thanks, Pam, for listening to the podcast, too. She does. She gives me very candid feedback sometimes, too. Not lately, but she did the first couple episodes.
Yay.
She says we're improving.
Thank you, Yay. Pam.
So thank
Pam.
You.
Pam.
That's nice. All right. So I'm going to move on to Shelby's question, which was, what was your first Shay's experience?
Oh, I actually know.
Do you?
Yes. So I am not from Buffalo originally. I'm from Rochester.
That's right.
Next city over. And I came to Buffalo for college, UB, music theater and history.
Yes.
So me and my friend, we were like, oh, one of these days we have to go to Shays because it's like the, I didn't know at the time, but like, they're like, it's the big theater here. I'm like, okay, cool. I've never been there. They're like, oh yeah, it's like historic. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Casual.
Like, okay, cool. And they're like, we need a show with rush tickets because we're poor college students. Sure. And I'm like, yeah, sure. Next time they do Rush, let's go. So my friend calls me up and is like, hey, they're doing Rush tickets for this show. And I'm like, what show is it? And they're like, Cats.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Oklahoma.
No.
But that's even better for
the
me.
Movie with Lady yeah. Judy.
Which I have a story about Oklahoma as well. But like, Cats was the first time I went to Shays. And me and my friend left that. I'm like, were we like, like, did we just see that?
Was that a fever dream?
Yeah. Or? We were like, I don't, nothing feels real right now.
I didn't even realize Cats was still like, what year was this?
Oh my God. It was like, had to be like 2018. Cause that's when I like 2018, 2019. I'm,
she's like youthful sprite.
Yeah.
I will. So yeah, 2018 through 2019 was my freshman year. So it had to have been some point in that time period. But yeah, like we have videos, like we took the metro, we drove to UB South and there's a metro that goes, and you'll hear it sometimes passing by.
Yeah.
But we did that because both of us were afraid to drive in the city. Now we're fine.
I get that.
The bustling city.
Well, yeah, because also, the thing is, I got my license at 18. So I was a brand new driver. So you were asking a brand new driver to drive in the city where people just kind of like duck out every 5 seconds. Sure. I was like, I'm going to hit somebody.
I'm glad you took the metro. That's like from South Campus. That's so easy to do. I used to do it for Sabres games.
I used to do it for the New Year's Eve fireworks.
Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah,
I love that it was Cats because Cats always feels like you walk out of there and you're like, "Did we all hallucinate together?"
Yeah,
that's nice.
And then we ran into another friend of ours from college and his mom, so we were all just like, "You can't see my visual," but we were all kind of just stood there like, "Were we on drugs?" It was great. Like the music was fantastic. Yeah. We were like, "What just happened?"
Andrew Lloyd Webber, what did you make for us?
Yeah.
How is it this iconic? It's still going.
Yeah. And then Oklahoma might be another time, but I used to get a lot of educational comps through UB, through our lovely, she's not here anymore, but she works at the CAV, Katie Mallinson.
Yeah, shout out to Katie.
Woo! They have great programming over there, too, but yeah, she used to be my advisor at UB and then moved to Shays, but she'd still, like, because she had that connection to UB, she'd give a lot of the UB music theater and, like, theater comp tickets
That's
to shows
so
here.
Nice.
Like educational comps. So, like, I got to see a lot of things because of her. So, thank you, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Katie kicks butt. Look at her.
Yeah. What was your first Shays experience, Ken?
Oh, God. Sesame Street Live?
Really? Like, when you were little?
Yeah, maybe. But the first, like, real memory is when, and I've talked to Maureen about this in the box office and all that, it was when David Copperfield came.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
You went to a concert.
No, David Copperfield's a magician.
Oh, I forget.
Close.
Ah, cool.
I got that wrong totally.
I loved it, but he was like an hour late, and she still remembers him being like super late and stuff. And I guess, yeah. But yeah, I guess there was, that was amazing. Like, I loved all the magician, like, shows in the 90s. They used to have all those specials on TV, and my dad still, like, taped them all. And I would, like, rewatch them like crazy.
Like Chris Angel, or?
Well, we also, then my grandpa, my brother, and I saw another magician. It's not Chris Angel, David something. I don't know. Whatever.
We don't know my magicians.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like another magician.
Yeah.
Like the Mind Freak. Maybe it was Chris Angel. I don't know. But David Copperfield is the first memory I have of coming to Shays.
That's really cool.
In the 90s. You know, all the magic specials were huge. And I remember seeing it. And, I mean, it was the tricks that he did on TV. So it was, like, huge.
Yeah, it's a huge deal.
Yeah.
Wow. Very cool, Ken.
Yeah.
Rita, what was your first experience?
Oh, thanks for asking, guys.
My first day of work at Shays.
My first day of work. So I will say as a kid, I used to like drive my parents crazy because there was an advertisement that would come on for Shea's Buffalo for the Phantom of the Opera. Yeah. I don't know if you remember it, but it was like kind of scary, and it was like coming to Shea's, and it was the and so that's what I always wanted it to be, but they were worried about me being too scared, which is fair. But my 10th birthday, my Aunt Mo, hi Aunt Mo, who's also my godmother, she bought me tickets to see Hairspray. And so I saw Hairspray at Shea's Buffalo first, and I thought that was, like, the best thing in the world. It was the best show. I think I listened to that soundtrack for months afterwards. So I think that really kind of solidified my future without me even realizing it at the time.
Your future in the theater?
Yeah. Like, I think I was locked in after that show.
Is that the movie with the John Travolta?
That's, yeah, there's like a, that's a remake.
Zac Efron?
Yes.
Is he in that?
He is. He's Link Larkin.
And he,
I feel like I've seen it on TV, like, that movie, like, clips of it. I've never seen the whole thing, but I always see John Travolta in drag, right? Like,
yeah, he's the mom.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Yeah. There's also on TikTok, it's like, Rita alluded to it with an I'm Link. There's, that clip is like a meme, so people will do like an I'm, and then they'll like, cut to something else. So, like, my favorite is the "and I'm Javert." But there's it's a whole meme. Like, if you
oh my gosh, I mean, I used to, when that movie came out. Quick sidebar: I was really obsessed with Zac Efron. As you should be.
That was my husband.
Yeah,
and Ashley Tisdale and
Vanessa Hudgens,
my wife at the time, both.
Yeah, because they had their little music careers too. Yeah. But my friend Allie, who's a stage manager now, she got really crafty around my 16th birthday, which was when the Hairspray movie came out. Mm-hmm. And I showed up to Homeroom, and she had bought a full life-size Zac Efron.
I had one, too! Yeah.
Shout out Narden Academy.
Shout out Narden. Shout out to Allie. And that went around Narden for like a week or two.
Oh my God. It's her birthday gift.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Oh. I just couldn't bring it home on the bus, so he just kind of like...
Strap it to the top.
He was. I think he went to the orchestra room. I think he was in the English classroom.
Oh, I'd use mine to jump scare people in my family.
Oh, yeah.
I'd put him behind doors. Because he was as tall as a person. So.
He was.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
To you guys, you said, like, the Phantom of the Opera ad was scary, sort of. Mm-hmm. Are there any, like, scary musicals or anything? Like,
I'm so glad you asked.
This is an excellent question. Musical?
Yes!
Yes. There's a lot of, like, first of all, horror plays, I think, there's a ton of them.
Yes.
But then there's, like, of the dark musicals, you got, like, your Sweeney Todds, you got your Carrie, you got your...
I love Carrie.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Yep. Evil Dead. There's an Evil Dead musical. That's very really campy.
Parody, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Evil Dead, like the
The demon movie?
Yeah. There's a splash zone.
Yeah, there is.
They have like the first two rows. Like that was like their big marketing draw. Was like, if you come in the first two rows, bring a poncho because you will be splattered with fake blood.
Yeah.
You've got the music, like with the chainsaw.
Actually, if you want to hear, this is kind of fascinating. There was a new horror movie musical that came out last year, and it was an adaptation of Teeth. That Playwrights Horizons had, and apparently
it looks so good. I kind of wanted to see it.
Teeth,
like the
We won't get into the plot.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
but you know the show, you know the movie, you know what Teeth is,
and then
yes, I do.
Ken, you're a vampire movie fan.
Fright Night.
Yes. Have you ever seen, it was a Norwegian film first, and then it was adapted to the States with like Chloe Grace Moritz, but it's called Let the Right One In.
Mm-mm.
It's a very cool vampire movie. There was a production of an adaptation of it at St. Anne's Warehouse that I once got to see. Oh. And that was a play with like orchestral music that was really beautiful and scary. And they like filled up an entire pool on stage because there's like a drowning or like an attempted drowning. And that what's kind of cool about horror musicals is they have to do the impossible.
Sure.
So they're always kind of worth seeing because you know they got to pull something crazy.
I am sure.
There's an American Psycho musical as
well. Yeah. Yeah.
With, what's the Christian Bale, right?
Matt Smith.
Oh, the Christian Bale.
Christian Bale's in the movie, though, right?
Yeah.
Because he plays the stock guy that goes crazy. And
Jonathan Bailey was in the London version. He wasn't Christian Bale's character, but he was like one of the side men at the office before he was famous.
I bet he was Jared Leto's character.
No, he was, he's like one of the guys that are kind of like apathetic in the office that are like...
I love that movie.
Something like, hold on.
I did not like realize this. I'm glad I asked this question.
Isn't that cool?
And I hope it's insightful for people who are listening, because I had no idea this was a thing.
I think there's also, there's an anime that's horror called Death Note that they made into a musical in the West End recently, too.
Sorry.
Is he? Tim Price.
Sorry. Continue. Say that what you were saying.
No, you're good. You're good.
Repeat.
yeah, there's a musical called Death Note that's based off the anime, and that I think is supposed to be scary, too. So
guys, the point here is you can get your fill of scary. Have we ever had any scary ones here at Shays? Or do they not really make it? Or is it kind of like a...
Scary musicals kind of flop. They tend to flop.
Yeah, they do tend to flop. They're niche.
Oh, that's good.
Because, I've gotten into this discussion with other people before, I think it's because they have the barrier of, like, people already find it silly that, like, sometimes that people sing in musicals. I have a whole bone to pick with that. Mm-hmm. But people find it... kind of like a barrier to entry already. So like you're trying to be scary, but then you're also trying to have these people sing. So like it kind of creates like another
layer.
I feel
layer
like slash niche, bear.
Yeah. Like it's
yeah, it's like the Disney Star Wars cosplay hotel.
Yeah.
It was too expensive, then you niched out the people that were Star Wars people. And you had to be, like, into dressing up. Mm-hmm. And you had, yeah, like, so then you divide the audience so much, no one's going to, yeah.
Yeah,
there's
and then
left.
Horror things also have, like, suspense. But and a lot of the time it's not knowing people's motivations and intentions.
Yeah.
Sure.
And in musicals, a lot of times, there's the trope of the I Want song.
Yeah.
So a lot of time it's like, here is my intentions and my feelings right here.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it kind of... creates a dissonance, but like personally, like I think Sweeney Todd's great.
Yeah,
I love Carrie. I know that flopped.
It's so good.
Josh Groban was.
It's so good,
wasn't he? Because I remember him. Yeah. Yeah.
Teeth sounds like, and then I think the ones that are becoming more successful are the ones where they kind of play into the silliness.
Yeah,
because Teeth, like I saw, like you can look up videos of it on TikTok, like previews of it on TikTok from the Teeth original, like the. Their actual page.
Yeah.
They have like clips of some of their songs and it's funny. So that's like,
really campy.
Yeah. So like the ones that lean into the camp, I think have become more successful because it kind of takes away that barrier.
And just to put a cap on this, there is going to be The Lost Boys, the musical. It's in development now. So we'll have to go.
Like Peter Pan?
Like the vampire movie.
Oh, yes. Like Peter Pan.
Michael Arden's directing that. Quasimodo's directing that.
Quasimodo's in it.
Well, no, he's not in it. He's directing it.
He's a director now.
Do you remember the guy? I think we said this in one podcast. The guy who was the original voice of... who is the original Quasimodo on stage, is now a famous director, has several Tonys.
More, you know.
Quasimodo, killing it. It's a launching point for careers, Quasi.
Ring the bells.
Yeah.
Ring those bells.
Handsome.
That's really good. All right, let's see. Ooh, this one's a good one. What do you think our best episode so far has been, or what's your favorite episode of the 10 we've done before this? Mine is probably the Mary O'Shea episode.
That was a fun one, yeah.
Because I don't think I've laughed so hard.
I still think my favorite, did we release the Legally Blonde episode where I start talking about Todd and playing the piano and go, like, I went on a whole rant about how we're going to
do did.
This. You like, did. That, I love that. I think it was funny. And I'm really sad we didn't get to...
make a social video.
Yeah, I was ready to do the Harlem whatever. Like, that fake song we had. I just thought that there was so much potential in that. I mean, we could always do it again, but that was so fun.
I always send really funny emails as an admin person, and sending an email for a social video to a person who has never met us about a podcast they've never heard, about a musical that they're working on very tediously, and me being like, hey, do you want to come do this whole bit with us? And he was so polite about it, and he was just like, no, I'm really busy. And I was like, yeah, get it.
I can't believe
it was really funny.
You emailed him about it.
I did. He was so nice about it.
The theme was fun. I think that's one of our comments. I don't know. That was a lot. And it was early on. We didn't know what the hell we're doing. I mean, we still don't, since this is our third take at this. I know. And it's mostly my fault because I put my head on the mic. But no, that was my favorite.
What about you, Juliana?
So I agree with the Mario Shy one because I think she's iconic for seeing the Scarlet Pimpernel 70 times.
Yes.
But also I really, really loved the conversation that we had with Karen Saxon and Nyila Ansari about Dream Girls. I really loved that episode.
That's a really lovely episode. It's a really nice conversation. Yeah.
Yep.
I like reflecting on that conversation a lot. Yeah. And it's nice.
What's our highest viewed?
It's the pilot.
Guys, you gotta step it up.
Basics, folks. It's because of
something to work on.
Something to work. God.
All right, ready?
Yes.
This is a funny question.
Oh, I'm excited.
How do we take our coffee?
Straight up.
You just right in the vein, or?
Well, I iced coffee. I don't like hot coffee.
You come in every day with an ice cap.
No, it's my corkscrew filled with just like the Starbucks like iced coffee that you can buy at the store with nothing in it.
Wait. That's had coffee in it this whole time?
Yeah, there's no booze in there yet.
I was going to say water.
No, water. No, I just switch out my corkscrew. There's coffee in there. It's all the Starbucks coffee. It's filled to the brim.
This whole time?
Yeah, you didn't see him spill it on himself one time?
Yeah, that made my day.
Yeah, he came in with it, like, gulp.
Yes, yeah, I had to go buy a shirt at Target. Why do you think I asked for the Tide to Goes in the morning? Because I was realizing I was unscrewing the thing in the car and, like, dripping because I filled it. That's why I would droop my shirt.
It's all
That's
making
filled
sense.
With coffee in the corkscrew. You can also, if you have a corkscrew, you can fit an entire bottle of wine in there. That was the salesperson. That's how they convinced me.
I was going to say, that probably was the selling point.
That almost convinced my grandma not to, please don't tell them that.
No, there has not been
booze or water in those. That has been...
iced coffee.
That has been straight, just iced coffee.
I feel like nothing in it. This has opened my eyes to you. Yeah.
And I have all Disney corkscrews for anybody at home. They're all Disney-themed corkscrews, and I rotate the five of them.
You have five?
I have five.
Holy cow.
I'm probably going to have more when I get back from my trip in 2 weeks.
Capitalism really popped off today.
Yeah,
LaBoo's. Yep. Yeah, he does love his LaBoo's.
Oh, my God. Juliana, what do you do?
Oh, okay. So it depends on the place.
Yes.
So if it is upstairs at Shay's, because we have a coffee machine, and it kind of... The coffee that is upstairs is not the coffee that is downstairs. So let me preface that. If you get a coffee at Shay's, you'll love it. The coffee upstairs kind of tastes like dirt. So
this is behind the scenes.
Yeah, this is key because it also depends on who brews it upstairs. Because we have there's three people that brew the coffee, and it's either myself. I won't name the other two.
You know who you are.
One brews it very nicely and very. I'm like, this is a very nice cup of coffee. Thank you. Thank you, this person. The other person like puts like a cup and a half of the coffee grounds in, and it's so strong and it tastes like extra dirt. So I have to put two creamers and then like a pound of sugar to make it taste not like that. But if I go out to get coffee, it depends on the location. If I go to Tim Hortons, it is a medium iced vanilla coffee, one cream, one sugar. If it is a Starbucks, it depends on the season. Most of the time it is an iced chai latte with one shot of espresso. And then if it's our Halloween fall time, it is a PSL, a pumpkin spice latte. And then if it's the holiday drinks, it's the chestnut praline latte.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez, that was, I feel like.
That's thorough.
Yeah.
I like that. No, this is actually kind of funny. So you telling that story reminds me. So I do pour over coffee in the morning, and our good friend Chris, my husband, when we first started dating, he's mine and yours, and maybe Julie. Yeah? No, you guys aren't friends? Sorry, Chris.
For boxing. For charity, guys. Preview.
No, you're not.
But I would make Chris coffee in the morning as well as myself, and he thought it was also so strong it tasted like dirt, and I thought it was just fine. But he would go to a local coffee shop and buy a new cup of coffee and pour out mine.
How did you find this out?
He told me like a little while. He was like, I just don't want to hurt your feelings.
Love.
Yeah.
How you keep the marriage strong, hiding that you're dumping your wife's coffee that she makes you tediously every morning.
I think it tastes awesome, but I also like to like go slightly blind after drinking coffee. That's just me.
Blind.
It's just so strong. Yeah, you're like, ugh.
You're like going
yeah, I love it. Don't I you notice me buzzing around?
Yeah.
I need two cups in the morning. I need my office coffee that like I drink half of because it tastes bad. Yeah. And then I need to go out and get a coffee.
Yes.
And then later in the day, I get a Celsius.
Yeah, really
I need my caffeine.
It. the tea on Shay's than Juliana. Not only is there another person that brews the coffee,
there's
here,
two other
there's
people.
Two.
One does it well and one doesn't, and just they know so who they are.
I have no idea who they are.
And the person
it.
Who doesn't do it well thinks they brew it great.
I'm glad we're doing this episode again.
You know what really grinds my coffee beans?
I cringe a little bit when I see their mug by the coffee.
This is the kind of office drama we live for.
Jeez, the coffee.
All right, I'm going to move on because this is a good high. What's our favorite restaurant in the district? You know what I'm going to say. The Salty Chef.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rita is a friggin' regular there. They're gonna,
I don't have to order.
I'm pretty sure Rita's an investor.
I could be.
Like, she is bought in, like, they've swindled her into being, like, a part.
They
like,
swindled me nothing.
Into this operation.
Yeah, no, my good friends, led by Donna, the Salty Chef, if you're looking for breakfast or lunch, I love this place. I'm kind of mad that people have found out about this place and I'm making it worse, but yeah, Salty Chef, man.
Yeah, every time we've gone there for lunch, it's been kind of crazy lately.
I know. Yeah. It's because they're too good. Their fries are too good.
It's because you're spreading the word too good for them. Without being paid, you should be getting a commission.
I told them to stop being successful, please.
Yeah. As you should.
As great, I should.
The last time we went, she wrapped my grilled cheese like a swan.
Yeah, she did.
And it was really sweet and really cute, and I really loved it. They always do cute little touches or just cute little nice things for us, and I love them so
much.
They're
the nicest. Yep.
That would also be my answer. I'm going to shout out my friends at both 42 and Matinee. Yeah. I really love the food at 42. Go get that. And then I also love a Matinee pizza after a night of seeing shows. If the kitchen is open, I can't remember when their kitchen closes anymore, but... If we can get pizza, I love the Matinee pizza, so...
It is so good, and Rex and Kev, I mean, I love 42 North as well, but Rex and Kev are, like, some of the nicest guys, just, like, being ambassadors here on Main Street. I appreciate them whole lot.
So those are my three answers.
Especially when they let me put my wine on your tab.
Rex asked me.
Rex looked at me and said... Or looked at you, and then looked at me and said, "Is that guy put his wine on your tab? Are you okay with this?" And I'm like, "What?"
That's what you want to hear as a female identifying person. You want to hear that your bartenders are looking out for you.
I couldn't do that. Like,
I know you wouldn't, but he's still got to be a good friend.
Because like, that's what if it was just a random stranger? Like, I'm glad that
that's flattering. Maybe he thinks you're great.
On my tab, make me pay for it. Straight to jail. Absolutely not. Straight to jail.
Never mind. But no,
Ken, what's your answer?
Yeah.
Graylin.
Oh, yeah. Classy.
I love Graylin. I forgot how good it was. 42 for the food. I mean, we just go there so much, and I still can't... I love their food. I love the vibes. Mm-hmm. The people there are great. They love us. We love them. They've been great partners. Those are really the two places I've gone, like, in Lucky Day sometimes after for drinks.
Oh,
yeah. But those are my three kind of spots I've been kind of circling through.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are always looking for more Main Street hubs, though. So
yes. Be on the lookout for coasters at 42.
Haha. Very cool.
Wink, wink.
Okay. Oh, this was another. This is a question for you, Juliana.
Ooh.
But it's a test.
Okay.
Do you know Ken and I's dogs' names?
Oh. Okay, so Ken's is Ellie.
Yep.
Oh,
and then yours is Ziggy Starpup.
Yes.
And then you have a cat named Duke.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, she knows us so well.
Shout out.
Yay. Let's go.
And then the cat's names at the frame stores are bonus point.
It is Priscilla and S'mores.
Yes.
Where are those cats? The ones we always walk by?
Yes. So if you're ever on Pearl Street and you're like, oh, I need to get this print framed, there's a lovely frame shop right next to Adams Mart, and there's two little kits there.
I got to get my Disney Mr. Toad more prints framed for my house.
You showed me those prints yesterday, sir. I don't know if you should. I don't know. Bree, I agree with you. Don't put them up.
Yeah,
I'm a big Disney guy. We just bought a house, so we're trying to put our work in the house, and I've been denied my Mr. Toad prints.
I mean, I get it after seeing them. He looks a little too mischievous.
It's like myself. That's why.
Yeah.
I see him.
You don't need a reminder.
So I guess you're right. There's too much that going on.
What other podcasts do we listen to?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let me pull up my podcast app, because I listen to a lot of podcasts.
You do.
I don't really listen to any other podcasts but ours, But, like, I listen to a lot of clips. Like, I find, like, clips on, like, TikTok or Twitter or just, like, random clips of, like, finance, boring stock market ones. Like, you all make fun of me for going to my car for lunch and listening to, like, stock market stuff because that's what I do.
Yes, we do.
And then, like, nerdy, like, World of Warcraft kind of shows or podcasts. But then I did see the podcast clip of Taylor Swift going on...
New Heights.
Thank you. Like, that kind of... Like, I always see, like, ads and clips for podcasts.
Yeah.
Like, always the little snippets of... And that's why we're trying to get video too, selfishly for us.
Get the little.
That's how I find out about them.
Yeah, New Heights is really good. You would probably like it. I've listened to it a few times.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, go for it, Juliana. Oh my gosh, she's got her app open.
So I have a lot. I listened to Broadway Breakdown, Matt Koplek, very special episode / Noble Blood. They're by the same team. They also do a bunch of different little series, like Stealing Superman was about how somebody stole Nick Cage's Action One comic of Superman.
Oh my god,
incredible. I also listen to any of the Smosh podcasts, Girl Historians, Queens podcasts. Yeah. Sounds like a cult.
I said,
History Tea Time, Lore, Heart Starts Pounding. Did I say Two Hot Takes? Two Hot Takes, Clues, Father's Knows Best. That's the same team as well. Clues is actually with the same people as Heart Starts Pounding. It's like a collab kind of thing. The History Chicks.
I am delighted by this length of answers provided.
Did I say Aware and Aggravated yet?
Which one?
Aware and Aggravated. That's kind of like a self-help podcast. This is this guy that just goes on and is like, this is what I've learned about myself today and like kind of thing.
Oh, I could use
that. Very like aggressive though.
Paid to name drop
it. She's sponsoring.
Stages by Stephanie J. Block, who was our lovely guest at the gala.
Juliana was her handler. Or body person the whole time.
Yeah, she was. Yeah,
a little bit. I walked around with her. She was really cool. The Sentimental Men, which is a Wicked podcast. It's just two guys obsessing over Wicked.
Not the book.
Interview. No, they just interview.
Not the book. I'm still scarred.
We just talked kind of about the book for those who don't know at home.
I don't ever want to.
He was surprised.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a bunch of other ones, but I'm subscribed to, but I don't listen to as often. But those are, like, my greatest hits kind of thing. I'll just
and you forgot your very favorite one that you listen
Cast
to.
Party.
Is it Cast Party?
So, fun fact, I, like, listen to it. I listen to, obviously, like, when we record it and need to, like, approve it for cuts. But when it's out, I don't like the sound of my own voice. So, I'll just, like, fast forward.
There's nothing more than I like than listening to you guys.
Wow. That pivoted right at
the
end.
I was going to say me. Caught you off guard there.
See, my favorites are Conan Needs a Friend, because I love Conan O'Brien. Pod Meets World, which is the Boy Meets World one that plays back all the episodes.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
I think that one influenced this the most for us. And then I listened to a podcast called How Did This Get Made? And it's like Paul Scheer, June Diane Reifield, and Jason Mantzoukas, who's the funniest person on the planet. And they just talk about different movies that have come out over the year. And they literally just ideate, like, how did this get made? And they talk about the movie from point to point.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and they'll decide if they liked it or not. They did, like, Geostorm once. It was so hilarious.
That's a crazy
and
film.
It's so crazy.
That's with the satellites that control the weather, right?
Yeah.
I remember that. That's a wild movie.
You would love it. And
I feel like we went through a time where we had all these natural disaster movies, like 2012, Geostorm.
We did. Yeah.
Like us, that San Andreas, the one with the earthquake with the rock.
Yeah.
Or I think he's, yeah. Like
the core, where the core of the earth was shutting down and the birds were falling into the pavement.
What was going on here?
The day after tomorrow.
Day after, I'm good.
They were warning us.
Went through a phase where, like, let's just destroy the planet over and over again in different ways.
Okay, I'm going to ask one last question. I'm going to let us go back to our work days. What was the last show you saw?
Here? Or just
in general?
Back to the Future, here.
Oh, good for you,
I got my merch and everything. You see me, I wear the hat even to work sometimes.
You do.
I loved it. I thought it was fun. Yeah, it's great. My brother, his wife, and my wife. My wife actually went out with me in public and had a nice time, beautiful time.
It's nice that she can do her charity work and see a show at the same time. Ooh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for saying that. Well, Ken put some aloe on that burn. Juliana, what was the last show you saw?
So that's an excellent question. This summer, I've been going to a lot of shows, particularly driving to them. So to the specific answer to that question is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels at the Stratford Festival.
Oh, cool.
I loved it. It was great. But like this summer, I wanted to list all the shows that I've seen since Back to the Future. Twelfth Night at Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Very good.
Yes.
Love that.
Barnum at the Rev. I'm actually going on Friday to see Top Hat at the Rev, too. And then I'm going to fight somebody, so I have to go see Bonnie and Clyde as well there.
Rev, kudos on a fabulous season. That's not obvious.
The first time Barnum was the first time I went, and I absolutely loved it. I'm going back.
Hell yeah.
We saw the Frogs at the Shaw Festival.
Cool.
Stephen
Sondheim. Same weekend. Yeah. Anything Goes at the Shaw Festival the next weekend.
Oh, I'd like to go.
I saw a Starring Buffalo Cabaret, Broadway at the Brewery. Then I saw Great Comet in Toronto. And next to Parade, that is the best thing I've seen all year.
Whoa, big words.
Go see that. Also go see Dirty Rotten Scoundrels because that was also fantastic. Two very different shows, but so good. So, yeah, that was my summer show list.
Juliana has got her fingers on the pulse of the upstate Western New York theater and Canadian theater scene, and that is amazing. I know you and Vinny and Michael do this a lot, so shout out to them.
Yep.
Sorry, Vinny, we couldn't let you go an episode without saying your name.
No, I know.
We haven't said it in a while.
I know. One thing I saw that was really cool that was kind of a horror play was Irish Classical did Crocodile Fever.
Ooh.
And it was so good, and it was there was blood everywhere. It was like, it was a proper horror play. I should have. And I didn't. But I thought it was so risky and unique. And like the cast was so funny. I've been quoting that play all summer. I might have to subscribe to Irish Classical because I like what they're doing over there.
Really great. I got to see their Dracula Comedy of Terror.
Oh, that was funny. God,
it was so funny.
My face hurt from smiling after that show. Like, I was like, TMJ.
Your face hurts from smiling every time we record this show.
Yes, because I'm just so delighted to spend my day with you, Ken.
Oh, my God.
I also appreciate when I get my charity work in.
More charity work. We're trying to get animals in the studio.
He's throwing things. You threw my Zazu.
I threw the Zazu at Rita, and I also threw the frog.
I was throwing shade, so Ken's been throwing plushies.
I've been strategically missing by just a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's why your aim's off.
Okay, this has been a lot of fun. I really actually enjoyed getting to know you guys a little bit better, and I hope everyone at home enjoyed getting to know us a little bit more, too, during these dog days of summer.
Yes.
Granted, by the time you guys are probably listening to this, it'll be Labor Day or after Labor Day, so happy Labor Day, everyone.
Yay!
Enjoy
the long weekend.
Or enjoy coming back from work after the long weekend, which is probably what'll happen when you get to this episode.
True.
I hope we had a great.
Sorry.
Really killed that. Buzz killed that.
I know.
But
if you're looking for something to look forward to until your next day off, Dreamgirls is coming to Shea's 710 Theater September 10th through the 28th. And guys, 710 is looking really cool, and you got to check out our new space.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Shea's Buffalo, we have The Outsiders from September 17th through the 23rd. Get your reading on and get to the theater. I said that weird. And finally, Curtain Up Kickoff Cocktail Party is September 19th. Folks, check out the shows on Main Street and also check out all the theaters involved in Curtain Up, whether they're on Main Street or they're a couple blocks over, a drive over. Check them out. Make sure you're getting to every single show you can. All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me. And Ken's already on his phone, and he's got a map up of Disney World.
I'm excited. Yeah. I'll play us out, though.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Over the piano.
Yeah, have a nice vacation, but play us out.
He doesn't actually play.
Cast Party is presented by Shea's Performing Arts Center.
Produced by Cassandra Lippert, Ken Lazuski, myself, Juliana Tracy, and Rita Siriani.
Theme song by John Michael Ogletree.
Audio mixing by Dave Lenhart.
Logo and graphics designed by Acacia Crozier.
Marketing and social media by Bridget Neeson.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to Shea's Performing Arts Center Presents Cast Party, wherever exceptional podcasts are downloaded.
Or visit us at shays.org.
Bye-bye.